Alright, welcome back to Radio Islam International Time. Right now is 12 minutes past 6 o'clock and this is our The Best of the Three Quiz, day 20th on the 27th of June. And time right now is 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. We have our three participants, inshallah, who will be commencing with them very shortly. Firstly, let's introduce them. Let's welcome on Radio Islam, online number one, Hussein Muhammad. Hussein, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
And where are you calling us from?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg. Okay, let's move on to line number two. We have an anonymous sister. Anonymous sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And where are you calling us from, sister?
Marlboro.
Marlboro. And thirdly, on line number three, we have an anonymous brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
And where are you calling us from?
Joburg.
Johannesburg. Okay, Jazakallah. Three contestants that will be participating on this evening's quiz. Are you all aware and acquainted with the rules? Is there any rules that you are not familiar with? All three, Hussein, Muhammad, anonymous sister and anonymous brother.
The
anonymous sister.
Okay.
And anonymous brother.
Yeah.
Okay, let's commence. Hussein, inshallah, we will start with you firstly. As you know, there are five categories: Quran, stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge, and politics. You need to tell me which category would you like to choose.
Inshallah, stories of the Anbiya.
Let's start with stories of the Anbiya, and you'll have 7 seconds after I pose the question, and there are three answers, multiple choice question rather, so you need to tell us which is the correct answer, okay? Okay, Hussein, the question number one question is, how many years were they between Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam? Number one, approximately 200. Number two, approximately 500. Or number three, approximately 1,000.
500.
You say approximately 500. Number two, unfortunately, that is an incorrect answer. The correct answer is approximately 1,000. Okay.
Yes.
No point for you. Let's move on to line number two and speak to anonymous sister from Marlboro. Are you there?
Yes.
Is the line clear?
Yes.
Okay, what category would you like to choose?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya as well. Okay, your question, there is no multiple choice, or there is multiple choice. It's either one or two, you need to tell me. The question is, does Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's lineage link up with Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam or Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam?
Hazrat Ishaq
alayhi salatu wasalam is the correct answer, mashallah, so you receive 1 point. Moving on to line number three, anonymous brother from Johannesburg, are you ready? Okay, which category?
Stories of Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya. Question is multiple choice, true or false? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, according to the majority of the ulama, the Jannah in which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lived on was on earth. True or false?
False.
False is the correct answer. MashaAllah. It's in the heavens. So the question was, according to the majority of the ulama, the Jannah in which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam lived on was on earth. That is false. Obviously, it was in the heavens. So far, out of one, Hussein Muhammad has no points, anonymous sister has 1 point, and anonymous brother from Johannesburg has 1 point as well. Let's go back to line number one and speak to brother Hussein Muhammad. Are you ready, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, which category will you still stick to?
Anbiya, sorry.
Stories of the Anbiya, yes. Now it will be true and false, okay?
Yes.
Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam lived between the eras of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. True or false?
True.
True. That is correct, mashallah. That's your first point for this evening. Moving on to line number two, anonymous sister. Which category?
Quran.
Quran. Okay, multiple choice question, either one, two, or three. The question is, how many surahs in the Quran commences with the huruful muqatta'at? Number one, is it 15? Number two, is it 29? Or number three, 72?
15
is your answer, but unfortunately that is an incorrect answer. No point for that. The correct answer is 29. How many surahs in the Quran they commence with huruful muqatta'at? The answer is 29. Okay, let's move on to the anonymous brother from Johannesburg.
Stories of Anbiya.
You'll stick to stories of the Anbiya. Okay, Let's see. Yes, it's also a multiple choice question. Approximately how many years before Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did the nation of Hazrat Ad live? Was it 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000?
2,000.
2,000 is the correct answer, mashallah. Did you know that answer or you just took a guess?
Yeah, I knew that answer.
MashaAllah, that is the correct answer. So has it approximately how many years before Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did the nation of Ad live? Was it 1,000, 2,000 or 3,000? The brother says 2,000, which was the correct answer. So anonymous brother from Johannesburg, you are leading so far 2 out of 2. And other two participants have 1 point each. So let's go back to the participant number 1 on line number 1, Hussein Muhammad. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which category now?
Quran.
Quran. It's multiple choice question again.
Okay.
The question is, Surah 2 to Surah number 10 comprise a group of surahs called number 1, is it Mufassal? Number 2, is it Muthanna? Or number 3, is it Tiwal?
Tiwal.
Okay, the correct word is Tiwal with the T.
Tiwal.
But we'll give it to you, that is the correct answer, Tiwal. Surah number 2 to Surah number 10 comprises a group of surahs called Tiwal. That is the correct answer, you got 2 out of 3. Anonymous sister from Marlboro, are you ready?
Yes.
Which category now?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Okay, going back to the stories of the Anbiya. True or false? Are you ready?
Inshallah.
True or false, besides the Baitul Muqaddas, the jinn construct other building for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. True or false?
False.
You say false, and we say unfortunately that is incorrect. The correct answer is true. Besides the Baitul Muqaddas, the jinn construct other building for the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The answer is true, which you said false. So no points for you again. Okay.
Yes.
Moving on to contestant number 3 from Johannesburg. Anonymous brother.
Al-Quran.
Quran. You will go for Quran. Okay, let's see. You need to, it's multiple choice question. Okay. Which one of the following Sahaba radiallahu anhum were kutab, means scribes of the wahi? Number 1, was it Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu? Number 2, was it Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu? Or number 3, Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu? Or number 4, all of the above?
Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is your answer, but unfortunately that is incorrect. That's an incorrect answer, anonymous brother from Johannesburg. The correct answer is all of the above. Which one of the following Sahaba radiallahu anhum were kuttab, scribes of wahi? We said Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. The correct answer is all of the above. No point for you, okay?
Okay, Ji.
So you've got 2 out of 2. Brother Hussein Muhammad from Johannesburg also got 2 out of 2. And anonymous sister has 1 out of 3. I asked 3 questions, so it's out of 3. Let's go back to line number 1. Participant from Johannesburg, Hussein Muhammad.
Yes.
Which category now?
Still Quran.
Still Quran, mashallah. You also again, once again, multiple choice question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is the meaning of Mikail Abdullah or Ubaidullah?
Abdullah.
You say Abdullah and we say no, it's not Abdullah, it's Ubaidullah.
Okay.
The meaning of Mikail is Ubaidullah. So unfortunately no point once again to you. So you have 2 out of 4. Anonymous sister, you still have a chance. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
Which category now?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, it's multiple choice question. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
Which Abbasid Khalif founded the city of Baghdad? Number 1, was it Al-Rashid? Number 2, Al-Mansur? Or number 3, Al-Ma'mun?
Al-Rashid.
You say Al-Rashid, and once again, that is an incorrect answer. The correct answer is Al-Mansur. Which Abbasid Khalif founded the city of Baghdad? The correct answer is Al-Mansur. Okay.
Sure.
No problem, let's move on to the third participant, anonymous brother from Johannesburg. Are you there,
Quran.
Quran, your category has been used up already. You asked 2 questions from the Quran, so you can't ask another question. maximum 2 questions per category.
Okay, Ji, Islamic history.
Okay, you've got Islamic history as an option, general knowledge as an option. You finish us from stories of the Anbiya as well.
I'll take Islamic history.
Okay, Islamic history. Islamic history, your question is multiple choice question. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahmatullah Ali is a famous commentator of which hadith kitab? Number 1, Sahih Bukhari. Number 2, Sahih Muslim. Or number 3, Riyadus Salihin.
Riyadus Salihin.
Riyadus Salihin, mashallah. But unfortunately, it's an incorrect answer, brother from Johannesburg.
Okay.
What's the correct answer?
I'm not sure.
Okay, it's, you said Riyadus Salihin, but that's incorrect. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahmatullah Ali is a famous commentator of which hadith kitab? The correct answer is Sahih Bukhari. Okay.
Sure.
Let's go back to Brother Hussein. It's your last question. We asked you 4 questions already, okay? So, 1 question left for each of the participants. Let me just give the score so far. Hussein Mohammed, you have 2 out of 4. Anonymous sister from Marlboro has 1 out of 4. And anonymous brother from Johannesburg has 2 out of 4. So, Hussein Mohammed, for your final question, which category would you like to choose? Islamic history, general, or politics?
Inshallah, Islamic history.
Inshallah, Islamic history is your choice. So it's multiple choice question once again.
Yeah.
While in jail, how many khatams, that means complete recitals of the Quran, did Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Ali make before his death? Was it 60, 80 or 100?
100.
And 100 is an incorrect answer. The correct answer is 80.
Okay.
While in jail, how many khatams, complete recitals of the Quran, did Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmatullah Ali make before his death? The correct answer was 80. Okay. No problem. Stay on the line. Let's see what happens. Anonymous sister from Marlboro. What's your final category?
Quran.
Quran, Quran, okay. Let's go with Quran. Okay, actually, there's your also options for Quran has been depleted. Okay, no, you have one more choice, Maaf. The question is, how many consecutive surahs in the Quran, they start with combination of Hamim? Gee, sister?
I don't know.
Any guess?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. The correct answer is 6. How many consecutive surahs in the Quran they commence with combination of Hamim? The answer is 6. Okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Let's move on to the final participant and the final question. This is do or die for you, anonymous brother. Or rather, do. If you do it, then you win. If not, then we have sudden death questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Stories of Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya, okay. There's no multiple choice question in Stories of the Anbiya.
I'll take Islamic history then.
No, but you finish us from Stories of the Anbiya, so it was finished already, your choice. So you only have Islamic history. You have 1 question from Islamic history, 1 question, or you can choose from general knowledge or politics. Which one would you like to go with?
Islamic history.
Okay, does Islamic history also? No multiple choice. Okay.
Sure.
What mazhab did Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the compiler of Riyadus Salihin, follow?
The Sunni.
Sunni mazhab.
Yeah.
Okay, you say Sunni, but unfortunately that is not the correct answer that we are looking for this evening. Whether Imam Abu Hanifa's mazhab, Hanafi, Shafi, Hanbali or Maliki, that's what we are looking for. And what's the correct answer? What do you think?
Hanafi.
No, the correct answer is Shafi'i. The question was, what mazhab did Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, the compiler of Riyadus Salihin, follow? He was a Shafi'i. Okay.
Okay.
So that means we have to say tough luck to sister from Marlborough. Anonymous sister, Jazakallah for participating. You can always try, okay?
Yes.
You just have 1 point for this evening. You can try some other time again, okay?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu.
That means, Muhammad Salim, we have two participants. Let's just see their scores. Hussein Muhammad from Johannesburg has 2 out of 5. Anonymous brother from Johannesburg started off very well. 2 out of 2 he got. And the next 3 questions he got all incorrect. So the score is 2 for both Hussein Muhammad and anonymous brother from Johannesburg. So we go for a short nazm break. When we return, inshallah, we'll come back with a sudden death question for both anonymous brother from Johannesburg as well as Hussein Muhammad. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Radio Islam International Time. Right now is exactly 6:30. What's happening here now is that we have two participants. They are competing one another for 1,000 rand that they will receive, and also a seat in our weekly finals that will be taking place this coming Saturday. So we have Hussein Muhammad from Johannesburg sitting on 2 points, as well as anonymous brother from Johannesburg. He's also sitting on 2 points. So we're going to ask both of them a sudden death question, and we are looking for the exact answer. If they are unable to give us the exact answer, then we'll take the closest answer to the correct answer. That's what we're going to do. So, Hussein Muhammad, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Do you understand the rules before we continue?
Yeah.
And you'll only have 7 seconds, okay?
All right.
And anonymous brother from Johannesburg, are you cleared about the rules?
Yeah.
Any questions?
No.
No questions, okay. Let's start with Hussein Muhammad, since he was participant number one, so we'll ask him the first question. Hussein Muhammad, are you ready?
Yes.
After I pose the question, it's not multiple choice questions, you need to give a digit. And the closest number will give you, or rather the exact answer will declare you the winner. If not, then the closest answer, okay?
Alright.
And then you will be declared the winner and receive 1,000 rand, otherwise... and a seat here in the finals also. Are you ready? Hussein Muhammad from Johannesburg.
Inshallah.
The question is, when did the Battle of Hong Kong start?
'43.
Just 2 seconds before the time expired, you said 1943.
Yeah.
We'll take that as your answer. Hold on. We won't say anything, whether it's correct, incorrect, how many years you far, or was it exactly the same? Anonymous brother from Johannesburg.
Si.
Are you ready?
Si.
It's a similar question to brother Hussein Muhammad. The question is, when did the Korean War start?
Korean War started in 1963.
Do you want to change the answer?
1953.
No. You will take the first answer or the last answer that was given before the 7 seconds. That's the rule. So we'll stick to 1963. It was locked on 1963. Yes. So let's see. Muhammad Salim, you asked him a question. Firstly, Hussein Muhammad, you asked him when did the Battle of Hong Kong start? And he said 1943. The correct answer is 1941. So you was off by 2 years. Hussein Muhammad, you were off by 2 years, but are you the winner?
I'm close, Mali.
Let's find out from anonymous brother from Johannesburg. Which part of Johannesburg are you from?
Emerentia.
Emerentia. We asked you the question, when did the Korean War start? And you said 1963. And the correct answer there, Muhammad Salim, is 1950. So anonymous brother was off by 13 years, whereas Hussein Muhammad was off by just 2 years. And Hussein Muhammad, you are the winner for this evening. Congratulations.
Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, you will receive 1,000 rand, inshallah, before Eid.
Inshallah.
And then this Saturday also, tune in, or rather we will call you this Saturday at 10 p.m., okay? Jazakallah for participating. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Anonymous brother from Johannesburg, Emerentia. He also left. Jazakallah for participating. Unfortunately, only one winner. You also did well. You started off very well with 2 out of 2, but after that, the next 4 questions, including the sudden death, you got it incorrect. So you can try again, anonymous brother from Emerentia. During, we have less than 5 days or 4 days. Remember, on odd nights, we don't have our competition. So tomorrow night, there will be no competition. There will be no quiz that will be taking place after Maghrib. But be sure inshallah, we have different guest speakers that will be coming on and giving us encouragement with regards to spending the nights of Laylatul Qadr or the odd nights in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, how to spend it and how to maximize from that. So time right now is 25 minutes to 7 o'clock. That brings us to the end of our quiz, the best of the three quiz, day 20 on this Monday evening. Jazakallah for tuning in. Next up is our drama stories. 221 B Baker Street. This morning we played the episode and we are repeating that story now, and day after, random acts of kindness. Day after, around 8:45, we'll be crossing over to Bosmont and listening to Mufti Ismail Meng's Tarawih and Tafsir also, or rather just Tafsir of Mufti Ismail Meng. And after that, Mulana Habib Bobad will be joining you with Mulana Aku from Newcastle discussing life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's what you can expect this evening. Jazakallahu khairan for tuning in. From myself, Suhaib Lasania, and my engineer Muhammad Salim. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.